Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Sam Norwood is our guest. Sam is with Tatum LLC, and he's brought with us the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. And we're going to get Sam to talk about the economy, what his thoughts are. I always like hearing what this senior business manager thinks about how things are going in the economy himself, not just his respondents. But Sam, before we do that, remind folks about Tatum.
Yeah, Tatum is a service company that provides individuals at the officer level for finance and technology in small and medium-sized companies on a temporary or a part-time basis all around the country in about 30 offices.
Mm-hmm.
So and Tatum LLC is the website.
TatumLLC.com, so check that out. Mm-hmm. Sam, the one of my brain trust members says that if the Western Hemisphere, if the Americas wanted to, we could be self-contained. We could be successful and prosperous just in our vertical hemisphere. And of course that's a broad statement. But how much of what's happening in Europe do you think is impacting us right now? How much of a contagion do you think that there is?
There's going to be some fallout from what's going on in Europe. Europe is heading into a steep recession, except for Germany and maybe France, certainly Southern Europe, certainly Britain, are going into recession, which also, you have to look, in addition to Europe, you have to look at China, which at first we were saying, oh, well, big deal, they're slowing down from 10% to 7.5% or 7%. But it appears now that China actually is slowing down much more than that. Maybe
they depend on Europe a lot, don't they?
Yeah, they do, and so we the combination of those two are going to be impacting us more because we're linked through international trade, and I disagree with the person whoever it was that said, well, we could do just fine just being in the Americas. If you look back at history, international trade on a broad scale has always brought higher levels of prosperity to both sides.
He wasn't being protectionist, because I wouldn't let him get away with that. He was just saying that the Western Hemisphere doesn't have to, we could be fine if we could be self-contained if we needed to be.
But it would not be good.
And
I would not
want
to think about the circumstances where we might need to be.
Right.
Things go up and things go down, and over long periods of time we see that people figure out how to work things out. How they're going to work out the situation in Europe is still quite an unknown factor. But I do have some overall optimism that the world is filled with smart people, and people will figure out how to deal with this. They have not figured it out yet in Europe, but as mm-hmm. they get closer to a brink, then they'll cool heads will prevail, and it'll be okay. But we're going to get a part of the impact from that. So I think looking into the third quarter, this is extending out more than our survey, but looking into the third quarter, I think then going into the elections, the situation will not be improving, and more likely it'll be heading toward, in a downward direction.
Hmm.
We're not in recession yet, but we're a long way from it. But the direction is
right
in that direction.
Well, you know, the thing that I took from my friend saying that was not that he was promoting protectionism, because as I say, I wouldn't let him get away with that. But I think what he was trying to say was that just because Europe's in a recession doesn't mean the United States can't have growth. We can't have an expansion. We there's enough business in our hemisphere that if we would just develop it, if we would just get some positive attitude about our own economy and maybe get the government out of our way, we could actually prosper here even if Europe is in a recession. What do you think?
I think it's possible, but I think that we're too linked to say that that's a likely probability. And while I agree we could be independent, we could not be affected seriously by that, I think in the overall judgment, my judgment is we will be.
Yeah.
For example, here's an example. The Europeans, as well as the Chinese, are reducing their interest rates, trying to offset their overall trend, but whether that'll be effective or not remains to be seen.
Yeah. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next month.
Great pleasure, Jim.
Thank you. Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, senior partner with Tatum LLC. That's TatumLLC.com. Check it out. You can find the survey there, by the way, as well as on my website. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.